again, you're lost in future parental projection. You don't, for this shift to happen, you don't need future. This is the amazing thing. The mind will always come back in and say, okay, you need to work on this, get good at it, better at it, or it's not enough yet. All you need is allow this moment to be, whatever form it takes. And this includes inner forms, emotions that come. What can you do? It's there. Anger, fear, it may come. Less when you live in alignment with now, you can see how quickly those painful emotions subside. But for a while, they're still there. And they arise. That's what is. I can feel this vibration here. Could be called fear, perhaps. All right, that's how it is. Not resisting. That's, I'm allowing. It is not personal. The more you allow, the more you realize how little personal there is in what you thought was uniquely personal. Human emotion, that's all. A human emotion. Oh. And it ceases to be problematic. Oh. Allow. So the miraculous thing is you don't need to become anything. Just allow what is there. So I say that some people want to become a spiritual master. That's an idea in the head. Any spiritual, so-called spiritual master who has the idea in the head that I'm a spiritual master is already lost. Because there's a mental image of who you are. Now, I'm a so-called spiritual teacher at this moment. If I walked out of here and carried in my head the image of me, the spiritual teacher, that would become a dreadful burden. I would be based again in thought. I would have to live up to some image, expectation. Fear would quickly arise. What are they going to think of me tomorrow? But not to carry an identity, not a future identity of me as a spiritual teacher, a spiritual master. What is spiritual mastery? Spiritual mastery is to live in alignment with this moment. What do I need to become a spiritual master? Say yes to what is. That's what how a spiritual master lives. He doesn't resist, he or she doesn't resist what is. And is therefore empowered. The master doesn't demand that the form of this moment should be perfect always. It's not in the nature of forms to be perfect always. There is an imperfection in almost any situation that you go into. And that's fine and good. That is no longer a source of suffering when you recognize it's in the nature of form to go wrong here and there. It does nothing wrong ultimately, but to shift, to change. So the most wonderful place will have a downside to it. Of course it will. The tropical paradise. Friends of mine went to Bali. They hired a cabin in the most beautiful surroundings. Paradise, the air like velvet, the scent of flowers. Wow! They started cooking a meal. And suddenly they heard strange scratching noises on the roof and on the windows, and there were rats looking in. And then they learned to live with rats. They had realized what they had to do to keep them out. And you don't expect the forms to be continuously perfect. They are not. So here too, you are in this retreat center, there will be certain imperfections. level of form in your room, in your bathroom, in the dining hall, who knows where, the most unexpected places. Oh no. This is supposed to be my great time off. I've waited for this, and now I'm here, and this isn't right.